And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Take Two Radio Junior. I'm Pam, and Drea, our host, is with us. Hello, Drea.
Hi, everyone. Good evening.
Yeah, tonight's going to be a great show. It's extra special. Our guest tonight is children's author Lola James. She has written and illustrated a children's book called Flying Pants, and we are so delighted to have her on tonight to speak with Drea and to read her book for all of you live on the air. And what makes this extra special is that Lola is 9 years old. How about that?
That's extraordinary.
This should be a lot
of fun. I can't wait to hear about
the
story.
I know. So with that, I'm going to say welcome, Lola, and I'm going to let you and Lola speak, and then we'll go ahead and have her read her book.
Hello.
Hi, Lola. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to read my book.
Oh, you're very welcome. We're honored to have you on our show. So, I have a few questions. Are you
okay.
ready?
Yep.
One of my questions was, how was your first book signing?
It went well. We sold all of the books.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
I really can't wait until you read the story, but I have a few more questions. Are you working on another book?
Not right now. I'm trying to find inspiration for another book yet.
It takes inspiration to write your stories. And do you want to make this as a career, to be a children's author?
Yes. I like to write and draw.
You like to write and draw. So what inspired you to write this, your first book?
Well, when I was, like, younger, I liked reading books. And one day I wanted, like, to write a book. And then, like, I guess out of nowhere, the idea just came for Flying Pants. And then I started writing it. And my mom took me to get it published.
Aw, yes, I read that in your bio. And you also enjoy playing soccer.
Yeah.
So in the future, when you are inspired to write another book, would you use, like, your life stories, like you playing soccer or anything?
Maybe. I was thinking about it, but I don't know for sure yet.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit about the local knitters group? What's the local knitters group?
It's a group, and my Aunt Gina brought me there once, and it's like where I crochet and stuff, and we get together and crochet things. It's a church group.
A church? Because that's really nice. Can you crochet me something one day?
Sure.
Awesome. So we could follow you on special social networks such as Twitter and Facebook. May I please announce that?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone who is tuning in, you can follow Lola on Twitter at Lola R. James. Lola R. James. That's LolaRJames. That's a Twitter. You also could like her Facebook page, which is facebook.com/flyingpants. Or you could just search flying on the Facebook. Her books are available on Amazon.com and on Barnes & Noble. You also can find them on SunburyPressStore.com. That is SunburyPressStore.com. After Lola, had the honor to read her book, you could go on these sites to purchase the book yourself.
Are you ready to read out your story?
Yep.
Okay, Lola, it's all yours.
One fine day, a little boy named Timmy went to the store with his mom to buy a new pair of pants. He bought a pair of dark blue jeans. They were only $5. When Timmy got home, he tried the pants on, but they were too big. So Timmy and his mom went to see someone who was very smart. Her name was Jasmine. "I will give you a potion that will shrink your pants so they will fit you," she explained. But Jasmine couldn't see very well. She accidentally picked a different potion. Instead of a shrinking potion, Jasmine picked a flying potion. The next day, Timmy put on his new pants. He brought the potion to school. Timmy hid the potion in his desk. During recess, he got the potion out and sprayed it on his new jeans. And guess what? Timmy's pants started to fly. Everyone started to laugh. Timmy was so embarrassed, his new pants flew right off his legs. He ran to the nurse's office as fast as he could. The other kids were still laughing. Kyle asked Mindy, "Hey, why are you crying?" "I'm not," said Mindy. "I just laughed so hard, tears came in my eyes." Timmy got new pants at the nurse's office. They were red. Timmy went back outside to play. Everyone had stopped laughing. They realized laughing at someone was not very nice. As Timmy kept walking, he was even happier when he noticed two of his friends, Paige and Abby, were trying to catch his pants for him. Timmy knew they wouldn't be able to do it on their own. That's when he noticed the teachers trying to help. When their principal, Mr. Bindle, came out, he felt quite upset about this, but he knew it was an accident. Timmy was not punished. Everyone paused when they noticed the pants flying slowly near the flagpole. Then, click, the pants got caught on the pole. It was a good thing Mr. Bindle thought quickly. He got a cell phone and he called the fire department. When they arrived, two firefighters named Tom and Bill hopped out of the truck. Tom put up the big ladder while Bill climbed it. Bill knew he couldn't just grab the pants or he might fly away with them. So he asked his friend to bring up a rope. Fireman Bill gently tied the rope around the waist of the pants. He threw the other end down to Timmy's teacher, Miss Barton. Now the pants were like a kite. Miss Barton held the rope while Fireman Tom lowered the ladder and Fireman Bill climbed down. Everyone cheered, "Hooray, he caught the flying pants." Then the fire truck left. Mr. Bindle started a small fire and Miss Barton burned the flying pants. The kids gathered around the fire watching the pants burn. Soon the day was over. On the way home, Timmy told his mom all about his crazy day. Then Timmy's mom took him back to Jasmine's little potion shop. Timmy got his money back and even made up a joke. "Hey, Jasmine, maybe you could use a sight potion so you could see a little better." They both laughed. The next trip Timmy and his mom took was to the store to get his new pants. This time, he made sure they fit right before buying them. Finally, they arrived at home. That night, before Timmy went to bed, he turned on the TV. He noticed his flying pants were on the news. The next day at school, Timmy noticed everyone had forgotten about yesterday. That made him even happier. The end.
Yay! Okay, first of all, I would never want to have flying hands.
And I could see Fireman Tom and Bill was very brave.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be able to do that. I'm scared of heights, to tell you the truth. And also, kids, remember when you buy clothes, your moms and dads, always try on your clothes before buying them.
Because you either have to end up returning them or probably put a potion and make them fly. I'm just kidding. But that was a really adorable story. I love it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. I'm going to mention the links again. When you write your next story, Lola, you're coming back again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would love you.
You
to. Oh, you're very welcome. I would love to hear your other stories, and you have an awesome imagination. Keep writing.
Thank you.
Even if you have to wait for inspiration or anything, the inspiration will come to you without, like, even if, like, a word pops in your head, just write it down and just.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, I'll give away one free signed book to a lucky listener that follows me on Twitter or Facebook that writes #FlyingPants.
Can I participate? I'm just kidding. You heard that, everybody, listeners. When you follow Lola R. James on Twitter and you tweet and #FlyingPants, Lola will be sending you a signed book. So her Twitter is at Lola R. James, which is LolaRJames. You also can like her Facebook page, Flying Pants. And you also can find this book on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble and also SunsburyPetStore.com to see the illustrations. And, you know, if your teachers share it to your classmates, to your students, or if you're a mom and dad, read it to your kids before they go to bed, all of that stuff. It was such an honor to have you on the show, Lola.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Pam, anything to say before Lola goes?
I just want to say thank you so much, Lola. I really enjoyed your story. It was a lot of fun to listen to. You're a wonderful reader and writer and illustrator, and I look forward to what you have coming up for you in the future.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good night now.
You too. Bye.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. She has got such a career ahead of her. I'm so happy that she's going to stick with the writing because just what she, you know, read to us tonight, the one book, she's a very, very smart girl and very talented.
I absolutely agree. And don't forget, she's doing a giveaway. You have to remember to mention that again.
Yes, yes. And I will go ahead and tweet that out, too, for everybody, because some people don't get to listen to the show live, and they'll listen to it on podcast, and that way they'll be able to hear it then. For our next show, which is normally, you know, the second Sunday of the month for May, we won't be having a show that day because it's Mother's Day. So we want you kids to enjoy the day with your moms, do something extra special for them, give them lots of hugs and kisses, and tell them how much you love them. Of course, you should be doing that every day, but just do it a little bit more on Mother's Day because us mommies really, really appreciate that. So our next show will actually be on May 24th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And our guests will be children's authors Ann Zura and Kim Trone. They wrote the children's book called Chicks, Chat, and Change, The Money Tree. So that should be really interesting to be able to speak with them and also to hear them read their book live for all of you on air. And with that, thanks, Drea, for hosting tonight's show. Thank you to all of our listeners for joining us tonight. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Take Two Radio Junior. That's with the number two. You can also like our Facebook page, which is also Take Two Radio Junior, and our website is take2radiojunior.com. We have the upcoming guests on there. We have the previous podcast on there. In case you missed a show, you can listen there. We have an author section, like Lola's book is on there, and you can see where to buy it. You can see her social media links. And you can also listen for free on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker, and TuneIn. You can pretty much find us anywhere and listen to the shows at any time. So just put in Take Two Radio, and you should find us anywhere. So thank you again, everybody, for joining us. And thanks again, Drea. Everybody have a wonderful week ahead, and we'll see you again on May 24th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
May 24th. Don't forget that.
Andrea, you want to give out your Twitter name so people can follow you there as well?
Absolutely. You're welcome to follow me on Call Her Drea X3. That's CallHerDrea X3. I tweet inspirational quotes. I also tweet previous shows that you have missed and also the other authors that have interviewed, that you'll be able to follow them and keep in contact and purchase their books.
Awesome. Thanks again, everybody. Good night, and God bless each and every one of you.
God bless and good night.